All right, this is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. You know the drill. Let's get started. Chapter 17, or age 17. This is when I finally got a job. Yep, you got it. I really had to battle to get a ride to work, so I got really sick of that really quick. And as soon as I was able to, I bought a scrappy car from some guy in my church for $900. I didn't understand taxes, I didn't understand registration fees, I didn't understand any of that. Living in New York, those things will beat you. So as soon as I got that car, I was at rock bottom, somewhere I would stay for a long, long time. Any money I made, it immediately went out. I was always poor, always trying to make more money, but never figuring out how exactly I could. I was working full time, I was in high school, and I was attending two college classes a semester. It was brutal, to say the least. I was really busy, and I was overworked, and I couldn't keep up with anything. My entire life was falling around me, and I was just trying to keep up. But, at this point, something did start to change in my life. I started to dabble a little bit in podcasts, and I started to read a little bit. I read a book by Jocko Willink. It was called Extreme Ownership. A really great book that taught me to take responsibility for everything in my life. The good and the bad. To take fault for everything. This is a character trait that I still take with me everywhere I go and something that I really value in the people that I meet. Taking ownership for the things you do wrong and taking ownership for the things that go wrong around you. This is one of the most important things that you could ever learn. And this built the foundation for what I am building now. Taking control and making no excuses. At this point, I also was building a mild dislike for myself. I was really unsatisfied. I was really set in my ways of complaining about college, continuing to whine. Yeah, there was no change from 16. With my new knowledge regarding extreme ownership, I did my best to take responsibility. Oh, this is on me saying that. But I was still at a point where I redirected my anger and frustration on other people. You can know a principle such as taking ownership for everything that happens to you, good and bad, because there's no way that you can blame other people for the bad in your life if you're not going to accept people and thank them for all the good in your life. It is always up to you. I knew the concept and I understood it, but it took me a long time to actually put it into work. There were still times when I'd blame others. Anything going wrong, I'd say, this is your fault. And then I'd say, oh wait, no, it's not. It's my fault. I fully take responsibility. But I didn't mean it, and that's the thing. You have to mean it. You can know the principles, but you have to apply them fully to your lives, and that is what I was not doing at this point. If you're someone who's always whining, or complaining, or blaming someone else for your situation, it's time for you to take ownership for your life. I would strongly recommend you get this book. You can go to my website and I will be posting a list of all the best books that I have read in the order that I believe that you should read them. And this is by far one of the first books that you should read because this book will teach you that your life, your situation, where you are now, that is on you. At 17, I'd read it, I got the principle, but I wasn't applying it. I was still complaining. I had to get over that fact that this is my life. Who else is running my life? No one. The answer is no one. You. You are in control of your life. You are responsible for where it goes. You are responsible for the trajectory of your life. At this point, all I did was complain. I didn't live out what I was taught. I did my best. And I constantly told myself, this is you, this is you, this is you. That consistency and repetition, it eventually started to take effect. But it took a long, long time. And that's something that you need to recognize. It is going to take a long time to grow. It's going to take years. It's not going to be a month. It's not going to be a week. And if you're not ready to put in the work, then don't even bother wasting your time listening to this podcast. Because this is for the people who are so sick of being at a point in their life where they feel like they can't make any progress, they can't get anything done, they can't do anything right, that they're willing to put in the work and the time to change their life for the better so that they can have whatever they want. If you're ready for that, then keep listening. If you're not, if you don't want to put in the work, don't even bother. This isn't the right thing for you. This isn't the podcast for you. There is no get rich scheme here. There's nothing that's telling you that you're going to become wealthy if you just do these five simple things. Your life, it needs to be a constant period of growth and transformation. Once you reach the next level of life, there is another level that you must strive for. And if you're ready to keep putting in that work, if you're ready to see the excitement and the joy that life has when you're constantly looking to grow and better yourself and those around you and to give to everyone around you, then you're ready. And if these concepts, they don't make sense to you, it means that you need to work on it. And that's a good thing. And I always say, whenever something comes up and I realize, I got to work on this. I am awful at this. I am the worst at this. You know what? I'm always really glad. I say, oh, that's awesome. Because I recognized it. So if you're recognizing something, that means you've taken the first step to changing it. Now the question is, are you going to do what it takes to change? And at 17, I wasn't. I was trying to apply the principles. And that's okay. Because you need to keep trying to apply the principles that you know will transform your life, that you know will create a better future. And now, until next time, when we work into my 18th year, finally an adult, this is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate it. Please leave a like and subscribe and leave a comment. Let me know what you want. And if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to go to my website. Right now, you're able to sign up for a call for 15 minutes, and I'd be happy to talk to you and hear you and give you some advice. You can find that on thoughthustle.com, or just follow me on my media at Thought Hustle. Thank you again for listening. This is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. Until we meet again.